Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, the King is coming. I wonder what that is. I need a microfiber towel. Looks like a thing needs cleaning up there. That thing won't focus at all with it.
Focusing clearer than that earlier.
Ooh-wee. Let's see if we can get this thing on. Firebolt. What happened? See what I did? I don't have me, man. It worked, though, but don't have me.
All right.
Good morning. Good evening, good afternoon, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen of Blog Talk Radio. This is Pastor Dow, and you're on the Straight With You radio broadcast. I'm blessed and fortunate and privileged to have you here. Thank you for the honor to sit and listen to me. I'm just a servant. Man, call of Yah, just a servant. Hey, check this out. We had a wonderful time at the Hebrews conference. And of course, hand me that thing right there. Look up under there, that blue box. All right. I want to go ahead and show y'all, brothers and sisters, nice fancy box. And here he is, the Hebrew Man of the Year trophy. Hebrew Man of the Year. Isn't that nice? That's an attest to not only just me, but everyone in the ministry at Straightway. So like I said, none of this stuff could be possible without you. Glory to the King. Hey, check this out. We got a few announcements we need to make. We definitely have a few announcements we need to make here. One of them is that Brother Michael Israel will be here along with his wife, Koya, and their two daughters, August the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th. They'll be leaving on the 11th. All right, a wonderful brother, serious-minded brother. He has a YouTube channel called Spiritual Combat. I had a wonderful time up there, received nothing but great honor and respect from Brother Ron Dalton and Pastor Dr. Howard. Just two good men. I also had a chance to meet a couple of people that you often see on YouTube. Yaakov from Chosen Seed, Divine Prospect, and Zion Lex. I had a chance to meet these men that are icons that know what they're talking about in their prospective places. Glory to the King. And it looks like there's going to be quite a few people that's going to be over here in the Straightway Truth Ministries. They said themselves that you could not miss Straightway. You could not miss us as a people. We say we didn't have to say a word, and you couldn't miss us. That people was telling us as soon as we walked into the auditorium, you could tell that there was just a great, distinct presence. And that presence is the presence of holiness, seriousness, you know, serious-minded people.
True authority.
Yeah, true authority. Only Yah can give. I had an opportunity to speak. Of course, y'all heard those that are actually wanting to listen. It's there. Hallelujah. What went on back here, Teacher Shane? How's things going?
Went quite well.
Very well.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and do an announcement right here. I want all you people out there. Hallelujah. I know everybody out there is listening to me in their prospective places right now. Where are we at? All right. All right. I want everybody to, if you can, you can go back and listen to the broadcast, or you can go get a pen and sheet of paper right now while I talk about an upcoming meeting. Elder Rufus and Sister Jennifer, they're going to be in Maryland. Elder Rufus and Sister Jennifer is going to be in Maryland. August the 3rd, that's the Shabbat. And if you're anywhere in that Virginia, New York, if it's over 8 hours, don't worry about it. But anyway, Elder Rufus is going to be there. D.C. area, South Carolina, North Carolina, all that region over there. If you're there in that area, Elder Rufus is going to be at My Place Family Room. And that's spelled PLAYCE. That's My Place Family Room. My PLAYCE Family Room. And the address is 4410 Stamp Road. And that's Marlow Heights, Maryland. And Marlow Heights, Marlow is spelled MARLOW. Marlow Heights, Maryland. The zip code is 20748. 20748. From 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, Elder Rupert says meet and greet. It's from 11 a.m. to noon. And he also mentioned that they're going to have light refreshments for dinner a great dinner after service. So they're going to have refreshments, then they're going to have a dinner after service. That's August the 3rd, 2019. Elder Rufus of Straightway, Georgia is going to be in My Place Family Room, PLAYCE, Palace Family Room. I don't know how they're pronouncing it, but Palace Family Room, and that's 4410 Stamp Road. 4410 Stamp, like in a postage stamp, STAMP Road, Marlow Heights, Maryland, Marlow Heights, Maryland, 20748. 20748 is the zip code, and that's 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Refreshments will be served and a dinner afterwards. So if you're within that area, if you want to know more about not only just the truth of what we're living, but the ministry in itself, go there, support the elder, go listen to what he has to say, because pretty much what he's going to say is what I say, because it's only one word, the word of Mosiah.
Yes,
that's how we know we can all speak the same thing.
Yes, sir.
I know it's kind of off the chain today that people can't believe that people can speak the same thing, but you can actually speak the same thing if you just stick with the book.
Stick with
the script.
Yeah, that's simple. Yes.
It ain't until people start deviating and diving off into emotional doctrine,
yes,
feeling doctrine.
Yes.
And the book even says that he wished that we would all speak the same thing. The only way we can do that is agree that the Bible is 100% right without people twisting,
yes,
wrestling,
yes,
and warping. Sometimes, you know, the book even warns and says that there are scriptures that people will rest to their own destruction.
Yes.
That's what people will do. Let me give you an example of some of this resting. Okay, let's go over here to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Start at verse 11. Let me show you rested. Now, it's clear that the book says, let the women learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. That's pretty clear, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they will arrest the scriptures and say, well, you know, during the first century when that was written, you know, they come out of a culture of a Greco-Roman Greek culture. And this at that time had to be bullshit. It means exactly what it says, and it says what it means.
Yeah.
Let the women learn in silence. In other words, shut your mouth. Now, what's some grievous about that?
Nothing.
I mean, Proverbs 15:10, correction is grievous unto them that forsake of the way, and he that hate a reproof shall die.
Yes.
So if you hate that reproof, you're going to die. Galatians 4:16 says, have I become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth. So, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over man, but to be in silence. Period. Point blank. What's hard about that teaching? Huh?
That's just simple.
I mean, 1 Corinthians 14:34. We'll start at verse 33. For Yah is not the author of confusion.
Yes.
But of peace as in all assemblies of saints. Let your women keep silence in the assemblies. For it is not permitted unto them to speak. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
You're not a minister, you're not a pastor, you're not a preacher, you're not an apostle, you're not a teacher.
No.
It's not permitted you to speak. But they are commanded to be under obedience as saith the law.
Second witness.
That's the law. That's the law. I know. The only thing that can get in the way of this truth is your personal opinion.
So true.
Huh? And then he goes on to say, to reiterate, verse 35, and if they will learn anything,
yes,
let them ask their husbands at home. For it is a shame for a woman to speak in the church. Shame?
Shame.
What happened to those women that was going to be shame-faced coupled with sobriety? What happened to that? You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Shame-faced, you know, meek, humble, quiet spirits, you know what I mean? Which in the sight of Yah is a great price. Where's them daughters of Zion who are daughters of Abraham, daughters of Sarah, whose daughters ye are, as long as you do well and not afraid without any amazement? Where's that at? Yeah? I mean, we're going all day long with this. We go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and bring down the chain of command.
Yes.
It's just simple. It's
order.
Cut and dry.
Order.
Woman, shut up! Now, if you're so much of a priest, Now, I'm going to show you how bad this order is. You want me to show you how bad it is? If a woman could be any type of minister, preacher, teacher, pastor, apostle, prophet, or it's all, priest, what's she going to do when a monthly administration come around? Because you unclean. You can't be standing up ministering the word.
No.
To no man.
You're defiled.
You're defiled. And some of you women up there, thank you preachers, you know, you up there with your monthly menstruating cycle, and then you wonder why I say mistress, mouth, women.
Yes.
And you up there calling yourself preaching to the saints. No, you're putting about a spirit of defilement. See, this thing goes a whole lot deeper.
Yes,
a hell of a lot deeper than at surface value, because you come out, people come out of Christianity.
Yes.
And they think they can do the same thing over in the Hebrew community that they do in the Christian community. No, this men.
No.
I was telling a brother today, my demographics is 81% male, 19% female. That's a good balance.
Yes.
Y'all hate the false balance. Somebody says it's supposed to be 50-50. No, it ain't either.
No, it's not.
No, it's 50-50. No, it's more like 60-40 if you have a matriarchal ministry.
Yes.
But when you have a patriarchal, a patriarchal ministry, then you have an 81% male subscribership as opposed to a 19% female.
That's
how you know men is all there. Hallelujah. That's the truth. That's the truth. Straightway, then he goes on to say, let all things be done decently and in order. Yeah. But he gives the path. If any man be ignorant, go ahead. You can be ignorant. You got a right to be ignorant. You have a right to be dumb on purpose.
Yes.
The
choice.
Hallelujah. Now, you know what's bad? People can't even be corrected without getting into their emotions. And some way, because they're corrected for what the book says, they call that division. Yeah.
That's true.
You know, I mean, that ain't sin.
No.
Ain't no sin. Preach the word in season, out of season.
Yeah.
Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust will they keep to themselves teachers having itching ears. They want somebody going to tell them what they want to say. Well, Pastor Dow ain't going to dance to your tune.
Yep.
I piped and you still ain't dancing. I'm playing good tune. The truth. Man. Elder Rufus, oh yeah, that's good. Should have taken the hat off. I apologize. Elder Rufus is going to be in my parish family room, 4410 Stamp Road, Marlow Heights, Maryland, 20748, August the 3rd, 2019. From 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, Standard Time, meet and greet from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. If you are there within 300-400 miles or something like that, or even greater distance, you're going to hear the word of the Most High Yah from Elder Rufus. You may want to get on out there and listen to what the Most High Yah has to say. We met a lot of people in that area that has actually came up to me and said that they want to be in the ministry of Straightway. And we receive them. Because they got right spirits, just spirits, good spirits. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where we at? You know, teacher, I don't know what we're going to do nowadays. The one thing I learned just how set apart we are. We're seriously set apart. But we look at ourselves and say we can be more set apart.
Definitely.
I mean, we're not content where we at. We're set apart, but we want to be even more set apart. If that's such a thing as that. Yeah. If you want to support the ministry, I'm giving you another ministry break right here. Sister Wenda. Get your pen and sheet of paper there. She will give you some information, all right? If you want to know, we have a, believe it or not, we actually have women that actually minister to women. Blog Talk Radio. A day before me, every fifth day night. The sisters, we have a broadcast called Sisters to Sister. www.blogtalkradio.com/straightway. You can go there and listen to Sister Ashley, Sister Jennifer. They do a real good job. And many times they have anointed guests on, anointed women that can teach women how to be godly women. We don't have that today. You know that, right?
Very true.
Don't have that. Hallelujah. Minister, break here. Get a pen, sheet, paper.
Shalom. This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N.
All right.
P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
The question comes in. Again, Pastor Dow, I was talking a video today about handgun optics. And they want to know, do I recommend a Crimson Trace or handgun optic or, you know, something like the Tritium, a Trichichon, RMR Type 2. Again, I recommended a 6.5, but, you know, I really haven't had a chance to compare the two. We have a couple of Glock 19s around here that has Crimson Trace on it, and we're in the process of acquiring and obtaining another Glock 19 that would actually have a Trichichon RMR. I may go 3.25 or 6.5. And then right behind it, you know, what is the options that you have concerning optics or red dot for a pistol? Well, you got a tritium dot, you know, like you would see along Trichichon that you don't have to use batteries, that it powers itself. And that tritium, you know, you don't have to ever change it out or anything like that. I mean, it's pretty rugged, but the tritium thing is on the outside, so if you drop it, I can't really truly say it's going to really hold up or not. And then you have one that is actually like a tritium and battery powered. And then, of course, you have an adjustable LED battery powered. You know, you got options and stuff out there. But we're talking about that because we're putting it in the mines. But I promise you, after I send about 2,000 or 3,000 rounds downrange, I will give you my personal assessment of what I think is the best possible site between the Crimson Trace and the Trichichon RMR 6.5 Type 2 red dot, okay? And I'll get to some of these other questions a little bit later here. The guest calling number is 310-982-4226. That's 310-982-4226. If you'd like to talk to Pastor Dow, this is the time when we actually take your phone calls. Now, my preference, because there's so many preferences when you look for the tritium RMR type 2, and I'm going to, of course, bounce all this off of Brother Gideon as well, because he has far more extensive knowledge in weapons than I ever would. I mean, I thought I had an extensive knowledge and stuff, but he got it. He got it down pat, no doubt about it. My preference, of course, would always be an adjustable LED. Remember I talked about the difference between the 3.25 and the 6.5. And sisters, don't worry, I'm going to get past all this. There's a bunch of man jargon stuff right here. I'll tell you what, there's a bunch of masculinity talk right here. That's what it is. And some of you sisters should be happy. Hallelujah. But like I say, you can dial up the 3.25. But anyway, had an opportunity to speak with Ronald Dalton, the pastor, Howard. Immensely enjoyed them. Pastor Howard is just a wonderful man of Yah. Just a wonderful man of Yah. He really is. And of course, me and Brother Ron talked about, you know, how people always want to come at him and disagree with him, but nobody wants to actually sit down and have a physical dialogue. Nobody wants to do that. And, of course, if you really, truly ever get in a real, true debate format, I know most people don't comprehend or understand this, but debate, even though you have facts and stuff, you win a debate based on presentation. It has nothing to do with what you're saying, pretty much. Now, you can put all the information out there, but you have to be able to prove that information. And it's how you present the information. That's how a debate is handled. I just like in this wicked Gentile court of law that's been given to us by our European counterparts, a person could be dead guilty, and they've done it, but if they had a lawyer, an ugly, bad lawyer, they call it a good lawyer, you'd get them off the hook, i.e. vintage O.J. All right, let's go on and go to the calls here for a moment. Call number 410-410, this is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you in 410?
Hello?
Yeah, hell is low.
Hey, Pastor Dow, how you doing?
I'm all right, I'm all right.
Boston.
Bro, who?
This is Brother Boston from Baltimore.
How can I help you, my brother?
Hey, I've been listening to the ministry for some time now, ever since, actually, since 2011. I listen to the message, me and my family. And we just want to say that I appreciate everything you do, and I learned a lot from you, and you help improve my own self as a man in general. And I've been calling, trying to make myself more known to the ministry. Actually, I've been calling for the past about a month and a half. Actually, been talking to Brother Victor. I've talked to Brother Victor a few times. Two things.
Right.
Number one, I want to make myself known to the ministry. And number two, Brother Victor was helping me with some issues I've been having with my daughter. She's been having some health issues. And I talked to Brother Victor and the issues she was having. He was telling me how to say specific prayers in the name of Jesus to bind up whatever spirit that been messing with her.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that over the past month or so. And she has gotten better. but it persists to a certain point. And I'm wanting some more information, some more specific things I can do. And me and my wife have been talking about this also. We listened to the broadcast, I believe, a week before this one. When you had Brother Luke on, he was talking about his doTERRA business.
Yeah.
And the oils. Yes. So we ordered some of the oils for her, and we just got them the other day. But like I said, the two things I wanted to make myself known to the ministry, and I wanted to get more information on deliverance.
On the what?
On deliverance in general.
Oh, brother, deliverance is a very, 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 very extensive learning curve. Unless I know exactly what you're dealing with, it'd be hard for me to give you direction. I mean, what's going on with your daughter?
She has a thyroid issue that's coming from her throat. And Brother Victor told me, you asked me, I didn't think of it. She is 11 years old. She just turned 11.
11 years old?
Yes, sir.
And she already has a thyroid issue?
That's what it seems to be. That's what the doctors say.
I mean, is she gaining weight?
A little bit.
And what do they say about that? I mean, y'all don't have on Synthroid, do you?
You say a Synthroid?
Yeah, y'all don't have her on Synthroid, do you?
No, sir. I didn't take none of the stuff they gave us because it had a lot of side effects to it that I didn't like. So I didn't take
it. Yeah, don't do that. The only thing they're going to do is offer you a Synthroid, and she got to be on for the rest of your life. And, of course, that stuff is made out about come from the pig. It solves one thing, but it messes up another, and it will cause her to be on that mess the rest of her life. So you made a good decision and choice by not allowing her to get on that mess.
Okay.
I got your number, man. I got it written down here personally myself, and I'll go to Brother Victor tomorrow and get a lot more information because there's more that we can cover on this, and we'll get back some more information to you, okay?
Yes, sir.
I got it written down here myself.
Okay.
Hey, you going to be able to attend that meeting out there when Elder Rufus gets down your neck of the woods?
Yes, because that's definitely doable in the Maryland area. I'm in Baltimore, so it shouldn't be too far away from me. Then my family definitely going to try to get out there.
All right, my brother. All right. All right, bless you, my brother.
Okay, Pastor Dell. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Hey, by the way, let me go ahead and grab y'all a pencil and sheet of paper, okay, because I've had quite a few people ask me about this. All right, look, I'm going to give you an email address to those of you that are interested in doTERRA. Now, myself personally, I want y'all to listen to me. I'm going to make another video here in the upcoming weeks. Hell, a lot more professional right now. But we here Straightway, we have oils coming every single month. Oils that help us, stay in optimum health. And they work. And we're trying to really build up a big arsenal because we're not going to be able to get the antibiotics if crap hits the fan. And we already got 35-something people on this land. We need an extraordinary. We need an arsenal of oils. You can go out and buy some fish antibiotics. Now, I'm not prescribing medicine and stuff. I'll tell you all this at Tabernacles if you come, okay? We have a class. We'll give it out then because, man, giving out too much information, next thing you know, you got the Gestapo one coming and bust down your door for trying to help people be healthy. But if you want to maintain at least $100 a month in purchasing oils, which I think is very cheap, you should, or the PV, I think is like $100. Let me give you his email address. You email this email address right here, I'm going to give you right now. All right, and his brother's name is Luke Kindall. Luke, K-I-N-D-A-L-L, Kindall. And I'm going to do an extensive video at a later time. His email address is c2003@protonmail.com. That's one word. c2003@protonmail.com. mail.com. And what Luke would do is he would turn around, and if you want to become part of this, and also even make a little bit of pocket change on the side, he will put you in there under Pastor Dow, and it'll be a benefit for the ministry all the way around. But not only that, you'll be getting a damn good product. All right? A damn good product. Hallelujah. So that's you emailing Luke Kendall at c2003@protonmail.com and tell him that Pastor Dow sent you. And whatever you got to do to get there and sign up, okay? Hallelujah. Let's go to North Carolina. Call number 919-919, Brother Omar. It's Pastor Dow. You in the Straight With You radio broadcast. I can help you.
How you doing, Pastor?
I'm blessed on the Most High. Yeah, highly favored. How can I help you, my brother?
I just want to say I'm so grateful for the work you did out there. I was actually going to come down. He told me to come down to see you guys on Shabbat, but I talked to Elder Becker and to reschedule. He wanted me to reschedule that, so I'll get with him and reschedule that. Man, you are so amazing, and Yah is so truly with you, because I just seen it's such a big difference in the way that you conduct yourself and the things that you spoke about. I mean, I listen to you all the time, but to see you amongst other people that call themselves so-called Hebrews, and to see that the way that even when they had a prayer service, which really disturbed me, because they were praying, you know, with the women, but the women's head weren't even covered. And I know that is a disgrace to Yah. And I was like, I can't even believe that they're even allowing this. And you had these so-called Hebrew preachers that were really more Christian-like. They just say that they had a Hebrew title, but I can tell that it was disorder because the women's head won't cover. And some of them wore short dresses with the legs hanging out and everything. And I was like, man, this is crazy. But I do want to say I'm so proud of you for just being a man of Yah, and you're truly holy. And I just want to give a shout out to Yah, because out of all the ministries that I when I started on this thing and trying to find out the truth, Yah led me to you. And some of the people that you actually had spoke about, the Watchmen and all the others and things, and I've seen their stuff online too. But my heart, as soon as I heard your voice, my heart has just always been with Straightway. And I appreciate, you know, you for being a man of Yah, and you're full of the Ruach. And it is such a blessing. And I tell you, man, when he said the footsteps of the righteous, I got it. I never thought, you know, that all, I would have access to all this truth. So I just want to say bless you, Pastor. Bless you always. I pray that Yah blesses the Straightway Ministry and the saints. I pray for you guys. Pray for everyone, even myself, every day, that Yah will continue to strengthen you, encourage you, and also protect you. And I'm saying that, you know, I saw Yah just lift you up because the world needed to see what it meant to be a true Hebrew. And just being on that world stage and seeing, you know, because sometimes you get led by the wrong people when you're following them, because they have truth, but they don't have spirit. And you got to have both. And I seen how the women conducted themselves. And even I saw the woman that sat beside you, and she had on a short dress and a legs were out. And I said, good gracious, if she shipped wrong, you will see everything she got. And I just knew that she didn't have any respect, you know, for the men that were there, but also had no respect for Yah. You know, being in the presence where you have a presentation to the world and you couldn't even be on your best behavior, and all the teaching and all the stuff like that. I mean, it was just so mind-blowing, you know. But I thank you that you were there. I watched you the whole time. I stayed on it. Like, every time a little feed come in, I was like, all I want to do is see Pastor Dow. That's all I want to see. And so thank you so much for being you. And I also want to thank you for Elder Becker. Man, that is a loving man. That is a loving brother. You know, him and I had a chance to talk on the phone a couple of times. And I just want that. That's just a testimony of who you are and how you have influenced people in the ministry. And I just love you guys, man. I can't wait till I'm going to reschedule so I can come down there and worship with the saints. And I can't wait just to give you a hug, like I said before, and hug Elder Becker as well, because I'll tell you, that is a loving brother.
Elder Doug is a is a damn good elder, and he loves Israel. He has a sincere, true, deep-seated love for Israel. He does. He does.
Yes.
Flat out, he does. Glory to the King.
You know what's weird is you can feel it through the phone. I was just talking with him because he had called and he left me a mess. I called him back and I got to talk with him, man. And I was like, you know, man, I tell you, I just wanted to be just next to that brother, just to be in his presence. Because, I mean, you know, the Ruach is real. It doesn't matter where you are. When you conversate with someone that has the Ruach, you can just feel the spirit. The presence of the spirit is just truly alive and just infinite. And I tell you, I just can't wait. I'm so excited. I can't wait to come out on the land and just to worship with you guys and to give you guys a hug. Because you guys have changed my life like you would not believe. My son is going around telling people about Yah because I follow behind y'all. And I'm standing on the truth. And sometimes his mama, she's still on that Christian stuff, and we're going to deal with that. But, man, he'd be correcting her, and I'd be like, go ahead, old boy. You know, I'm just so proud that he sees me following Yah and correcting her because I'm chastising her now. Now I'm refusing to pray for her because I say you are disrespectful and you don't worship and you don't follow Yah. I said you would rather follow someone else, but I'm your spiritual leader. I'm your spiritual head. But because of the way you dress, the way that you carry yourself, that I'm going to chastise you on a holy level because I still used to pray for and pray with her. But I'm not praying with you until you get right, because you need to get right.
You know what's amazing, Brother Omar? You know what's amazing?
What's that, sir?
These women were set up there and so-called claimed that they love Yah or they love the Lord. And then they would turn around. They would literally turn around, my brother. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And slap him right in his face by going contrary to the word, being disobedient to their head, thinking that the Most High Yah or Yahshua, Jesus, is going to receive them. I keep telling these women over and over again, you keep acting a damn fool with your husband, your head, especially one that's Yah fearing, and you think that the Most High Yah is listening to you. You know, your prayers are an abomination. He ain't hearing you. And let me go over this for a second. Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the Lord. So wives are supposed to submit themselves to their husband just like they would Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. For the husband is the head of the wife. Even as Christ is the head of the church and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Women, you ain't got no chance. You ain't even got a chance to sit up there and rebel against your husband. You're jeopardizing your soul, especially if he is a Yah-fearing man.
Yes.
You're supposed to have a conversation. It's supposed to be meek, convincing, coupled with fear, that even if he is off, that you can win him. I mean, man, so you can dishonor your husband, rebel against your husband, kick against your husband, and then go to a temple of Aphrodite, a pagan sun-worshiping church on Sunday, and lift up your hands, and you think that the Lord is receiving you. Man, that's crazy as hell. Go ahead, my brother. I'll give you last word.
You know, I tell you, y'all are so good because I went over Ephesians 5 with her and I began to talk to her about the word of God and things of that nature.
It didn't mean nothing
because she didn't want to open up the word because she know I know it. She know I was going to beat her in the head with the word of God. But you know what's utterly amazing is that she, you know, she went to school. She has a master's and she's, you know, currently working on a doctorate. So she big-headed. She thinks that education, her position, is going to save her. I said, but you know what? When Yah decides to knock you down, he's going to knock the wind right out of your doggone sail.
Brother Omar, you know what she did when she went to school and got a master's?
What's that, sir?
She become an educated fool.
Yes.
And I'm not speaking about your Ishai or your wife. I'm talking about a rebellious woman, because if she was your wife, she would obey you. She would
submit
to you.
And that's why I told her, I said, I'm leaving you. I said, I tried to stay here and I tried to teach you. I said, because I know how hard when you're raised up in this Christianity culture.
First of all, brother, I'm sorry to keep breaking in, but I got to change that European mindset of you saying you're leaving. No, you're not leaving. You're not going anywhere. You're going to be putting her away. You're going to give her a bill of divorce because she cannot meet the conditions of the scriptures. I mean, Ephesians 5:33 says, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverences her husband. See, somebody is wrong in their role in this. And because now you got to do Deuteronomy 24 because she's rebellion, and rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. So what you got a disobedient so-called woman that's trying to be in the role of a wife, but she's rebellious, and you ain't got no choice but to make moves because she's inflated by this education system and become a fool against Christ. Go ahead, Brother Omar. I'm sorry. Now I'll give you the last one.
You know what? I appreciate your passion, and you are exactly right down to the T. That's why I love you. And I love your instruction, and thank you so much for just holding the line and being strong, because I was raised by women. I got five sisters, grew up in a matriarch society, as you will. But I'm so grateful to y'all that, you know, even when I was lost, I always saw them. I said, I told y'all a long time ago, I said, y'all, I just really want to know you, and I really want to know the truth. I really, really want to know you. Because I always felt like something was wrong. But now that I have received him wholly and truly, you know, and I just want to thank him for leading me to you. And that's how I know I'm his, because if I wasn't his, he wouldn't have led me to you. And I'm just thankful for that. But thank you so much. And you've given me strength. I get strength from you. And things are going to change in my life with this marriage. This marriage is done. I told it's done anyway. So, but I want to thank you so much, Pastor. Be fearless. I'm praying for you that God will continue to cover you and protect you, because this world needs you. And I never knew how much this world really needed you until that Hebrew conference. Because the shameful part is that you still got these Hebrews that are so full of this world culture and this Christianity bourgeois that is utterly amazing. And I want to thank you for holding the line, because the watchmen and all of them, they're so full of crap with his wife up there teaching and stuff. I was just blown away. But anyway, thank you so much. I just want to say I'm straightway for life.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
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 Great one. All right. You know, sorry, y'all. I had to go check something important. Got to make sure that the beer is cold. Glory to the King. But isn't that sad, though? That you even see how this cross-culture analysis has affected us in today. It has given us such a cognitive dissonance about ourselves, and a moral decay, and a spiritual bankruptcy, and a decadence that can't even, that literally just can't even be explained nowadays. It's called spiritual retardation on a grand scale. What the hell is all this damn rebellion? Man, I'm sure everybody's figuring out that I'm not playing Israelite. I'm not playing Hebrew. We the real deal. We ain't playing no games, and we are the literal real deal in this end time, getting things ready for the Great Tribulation. I'm a preacher, ordained, because I had older men, at least seven of them older than me, hell of a lot older than me, lay hands on me, saw the gift of God that was in me, and ordained me. And therefore I was put into the ministry. I guess that's the problem today, is that you got a lot of these preachers on mama called and daddy sent. You know, you get a lot of these dang bootlickers out here. I'm a pastor. See, Pastor Dow had no desire to be no pastor ever. I've already was a leader of men in the military, and I knew what it meant to get up here and lead men. I'm like, oh, geez, are you serious? Let's go to Michigan. Call number 313-313. The brother Juan. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. Brother Juan, you there?
Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Hey, hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom. This is Brother Juan. He's the contact, the main go-to person, the head of assembly up there in Michigan. And Brother Juan, you know, I said it there to you probably about 100 times. You probably got tired of hearing it. Brother, you and your wife and the other sisters there, man, y'all just outdid yourself. It's just like we was literally staying at Straightway, even though we wasn't at Straightway. And the food. Man, Sister Betty, you know this old phrase right here, man, and I don't mean nothing by it, but she keep on cooking like that, I want to slap her, man. And see, most folk don't understand that. They think we mean literal slap.
Right,
they don't
right,
get it.
Right.
They don't get it as a term of endearment. You understand what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. Absolutely.
But man,
absolutely.
I thank you for putting up with us. I thank you for rolling out the carpet for us and taking care of us and having all them men in your house. Boy, your house was full in every room.
Yeah, we loved it, though. We enjoyed y'all. We had a great time, Pastor. That's why I was just calling to just let you know. We enjoyed every minute of it. The brothers are just great, man. We got some great men in Israel here in the ministry. So it was a joy having y'all. Like I said on Marco Polo the other day, it was too quiet after y'all left. I had to get used to it because I got used to everybody talking and having such a good time.
Man, bro, Juan, did we not bring in the Shabbat?
Oh. Don't even get me started on that, Pastor.
We had that neighborhood rocking, didn't we?
Oh man, the whole neighborhood was shaking. That's the way you're supposed to bring in. That's the way you're supposed to bring in the Shabbat. Like I had told you, Pastor, the one young guy that was over here that's new to the ministry, you know, he said, "Man, bro, Juan, never in my life brought in the Shabbat like this." And that just said all in that one statement, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I'm missing y'all. I'm really true there, but man, I just thank you. So, bro, Juan, how can I help you? What you got, my brother?
Oh, I just wanted to call and tell you, Pastor, I just appreciate everything you do, sir. We love you so much. We love the ministry. We love Yah. And, you know, we just had such a good time. So I didn't want to keep you too long. I know you got a lot of callers waiting to speak with you. So that's all I have for you, Pastor.
Bro, Juan, tell Sister Betty to be looking out in the mail because she got a big old box of Carol L products coming. And my gift to you.
Hallelujah. She's going to love that.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They did a phenomenal job. Their sisters, they did a phenomenal job, Pastor. I can't say enough about them sisters.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat Shalom.
Yes, love you. Shabbat Shalom.
That's Brother Juan, the head up in the Michigan Assembly. Brother Eric, man, I can't say enough about Brother Eric up there. Brother Ryan, all the support that was there, Sister Heather, Sister Lauren, Sister Betty. Man, those six, man, they took care of us like you just wouldn't believe. Off the chain, just wouldn't believe. Wouldn't believe it. Hallelujah. Let's go to Brother Zach, Philadelphia. Philadelphia, Philadelphia. Philadelphia. Brother Zach, 717, this is Pastor Dow. In the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast, I can help you, my brother.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Ah, there's my brother from another mother, Zach Dow. Hey, Zach, before you get started, tell the people what happened when you got into the registration booth.
Oh, yes, sir. So for those of you who don't know, when I went up to the registration booth at the Hebrews to Negroes conference, they said, "What's your name?" I said, "Dow." They said, "Oh, you were Straightway." I said, well, yeah, but my name is Dow." And then she said, "Oh, you must be Pastor Dow's son." And I just went about cross-eyed for a split second, but it was.
But, Bro, Zach, yes, sir. You know, the ethnicity definition of the world, what color do they define you as?
Black stranger. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm a white man. Yes, sir.
They said you must be Pastor Towson.
Yeah.
And you're a grown man. How old is that?
Yeah. How old am I?
Yeah.
I just turned 34, sir.
You old enough to now? You old enough to be my son? But damn. Well,
yes, sir.
Carol, I pulled a miracle then, didn't we?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. Well, after all, Pastor Esau, you know, Esau was white, so, you know, anything can happen, I guess.
There it is. There, you got it right there. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. What you got, my brother?
Oh, I just wanted to give a quick thanks and a quick report from, Gentile by Flesh, testimony from the conference. So I wanted to say thank you to Brother Juan for housing us, for all the hospitality. Brother Nate and I really appreciated it. Want to thank all the sisters. Thank you for the cooking. Want to thank the security team for keeping an eye out. Really, really appreciate that. And, of course, wanted to thank Ron Dalton and Pastor Howard. They, for inviting us and treating us with respect. And I really appreciated Ron's content in that movie. I think he did a terrific job.
Hallelujah. And, man, you can't say enough about that, because I talked with Dr. Howard today and I talked with Ron Dalton. No, I talked both of them yesterday. And, man, I told them both, I said, man, we got a retired airborne ranger named Brother Gideon that actually is the head lead of that security team and the detail of it. And hats off to Brother Gideon for doing a damn good job. Damn good job, Airborne Ranger. Damn good job. And of course, you know, man, I mean, what can you say, man, about our brothers? What can you say, Zach? What can you say?
I was in good company. It was great to be around real men, and that's so hard to find.
Hallelujah. What else you got, my brother?
Real quick, just wanted to give a report, on the conference. I thought the conference was pretty good, and I know there's many people listening that weren't there, and I had there were several occasions where strangers, came up to me and they looked at me, and they looked at me and they said, "Bless you," and shook my hand. These were people I didn't even know, so it was nice to be putting some of that the Esau doctrine type stuff, kind of to rest. And then when you posted your video on YouTube, when you said, I respond to the camps, that video you put on YouTube, there was a guy who posted a comment and it said, Pastor Dal, I went to the conference. I agree with everything you said, but it seemed like he was in the midst of Esau. And why are you hanging out with Esau? And the issue that I have with that is you had a Q&A session, did you not?
I did.
And that man said he was there, yet he did not have the fortitude to ask you that question. He did not come up to me or, Brother Chase or Brother Nate or Brother Eric. He didn't come up to anybody and ask the question, nor did he go up to, there was that big, that other big army guy there. I think his name was Brother Brandon. He had a white wife. He did not go up to him and pose the question. He waited until he got back home, the safety behind his computer, and then posed the question. And then when he was confronted about it, there's a bunch of saints that said, "Oh, you don't even know who Esau is." And then, he would just dodge the questions and just, damn, I mean, it's just amazing, Pastor, strictly amazing. But with the exception of that, it was just an absolute wonderful time. Like I said, for those of you who came up to me and shook my hand and said, "Bless you," and offered to pray for me, I sincerely appreciate that and hope you find your way to the truth. So that's all I got, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother. Bless you, Brother Zach.
Bless you, Pastor. Shalom.
Shalom. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Let's go to Texas, Brother Vincent. Call number 310-310. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Man, Brother Benson, how are you doing? How's Rosa and the children?
Rosa and the children are doing awesome. They're not available tonight on the phone, but they are doing awesome. They, you know, they love you, Pastor. We love you.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm just asking how they doing. What you got, my brother?
Oh, they good. They good, Pastor. I have some things to add as far as testimony for the conference, real quick. You know,
yeah,
we get a chance
to
see. Okay, we get a chance to see some extra stuff, you know, on the Sons of Cove and things like that on Polo, and the videos that were posted. I mean, y'all had such a great time at Brother Juan's. It was so obvious that it looked like an old school revival tent the way Brother Juan had it up. It was. Y'all were blasting away. I saw Brother Kabir was a trip. I saw those videos, Brother Kabir, Brother Daniel arguing back and forth. Oh, man, it was hysterical. They just had a ball on top of everything that you laid down, all that truth at the conference, Pastor. I'm so grateful to have been led, which, like that brother earlier said, you know, it's obvious that Yah gives us the ears to hear. And how we know is because we can hear you. Jeremiah 3:15, Pastor, we can hear you. I didn't know what Torah was. I mean, I knew it was the first five books, but before I came to the faith, Pastor, I didn't know what Torah was. I didn't really know. And I always remember what you say. You say, you need a Hebrew to teach you what Torah is. Like, you need to be taught by a Hebrew, a natural-born Hebrew. And I really, really understand what that means now. So before I go, I got two more things to as a testimony to that. If you don't mind, I'd like to read a scripture from Exodus, if you don't mind, Pastor.
Take your time, my brother. Go ahead. Roll on.
Yes, sir. All right. So I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version, Exodus chapter 20, verse 20. Because, you know, the Houston brothers, we like to read every week and we discuss these things. And that's another thing that I appreciate is that we're men and we keep each other accountable. And one of the things in Exodus 20 says, verse 20 says, Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, for Yah has come only to test you and to put the fear of him upon you so that you do not sin. What's wrong with that, Pastor?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's it. And you always tell us that, you know, we follow the book. We're just simply living what the book says. Another verse. Whenever a father strikes a mother, he shall be put to death. Now, we in our captivity, we can't do that. But it's just something that really sticks out is chapter 23, last one, verse 6. You shall not pervert the justice due to your poor in their lawsuits. Keep far from a false charge and do not kill the innocent in those in the right. For I will not acquit the guilty. You
that's
shall
right.
take no bribe. Say again.
I said that's right. Give us chapter
but today,
that's good.
Yes, sir. That was New Revised Standard Version, chapter Exodus 23, verse 6 and 7. Don't pervert the justice due to your poor and their lawsuits. And all we do today, or the, you know, the world does, is pervert justice and the poor.
Torah
is concrete. Torah is awesome. And you taught me that, Pastor. Yah, through you taught me that. I love Torah. I love reading Torah now. That's the first time I can say that with full conviction. I mean, over the last year, I hit my year mark, first Shabbat. I'll never forget, first Shabbat, July 21st, last year, Brother Greg at Brother Greg's, it was two houses ago. We were, my wife and I were there, and she left with a head covering. I didn't ask her to do it. I didn't tell her to do it. She was convicted. And ever since then, it's been nothing but growth. So thank you, Pastor. Bless you.
I give all praise, glory, and honor to the Most High Yah, whose word
yes,
is to be praised. I do. I bless
yes,
you,
sir.
My brother. Brother Vincent,
yes,
keep
sir.
On doing what you're doing, man. Keep encouraging. Keep living. Keep up living. Keep on supporting Brother Greg down there in Houston.
Oh, you know I will. Oh, one more thing. doTERRA, I got one more thing to say about the oil.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the oils, whoever wants in, I've been talking to Brother Luke, and this stuff is literally, like you've been saying, off the chain. Every day I'm drinking this coffee with a drop of that peppermint, and it just invigorates. There's this stuff called breathe. I can sleep, I can wake up, and I can actually breathe. I'm not sneezing all day long. My wife had these stomach issues. She put a drop of that stuff, just like Brother Luke suggested, in her belly button, and within minutes she said that it was subsiding or, you know, going away. So as a testimony to doTERRA, it's no joke.
You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bless you, Pastor. We love you, Pastor.
Bless you, Brother Vincent. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
You would think that people would just listen to my testimony, since I'm a man that not only preaches the message, but live it. And it will go off that. I'm telling you, this doTERRA stuff is some good stuff. Oh, yeah. Can you possibly make a little small paycheck off of it? Sure, just like you do with monetization on YouTube or anything else. That's not it. We're talking about living testimonies of restoring people to optimum health in areas that they're lacking and giving you some more answers in the natural order of things like deliverance and other things that we discovered. I mean, they gave Yahshua frankincense and myrrh. Got that in oil, too. Hmm? And what was all that for? Man, we got so much to learn. We really, truly do. Oklahoma, Brother Robert, call number 580-580, Pastor Dow, Unicircuit 2 radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Oklahoma, Brother Robert?
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shabbat shalom to you. I've been going here and just tell you did a Yahoo jump for the conference call, or the conference you had.
Brother Robert, can you, if you're on speaker or something like it, can you just go straight directly to the phone itself and kind of speak to us so we can hear you?
How about now? Can you hear me?
No, it's still the same.
Man. All righty. Can you hear me now?
Just speak a little bit louder.
Okay. I didn't picture where I'm at. I live in the country. But I just wanted to get on here just to tell you the congratulations on your award that you had gotten.
You're welcome.
And then you did a awesome job, as Brother Zedekiah would say. I'm really amazed about it. And then I had a question for you.
What is it?
Next week will be my first Shabbat going to Houston, and it's me and the family. We're going down there next weekend to meet Brother Greg and the rest of the saints in Houston, and we were looking forward to getting baptized. And I had called before asking about the baptism, and you said get to the nearest assembly that's near me, and the nearest one for me is going to be Houston. And we're going to go down there next week, and I was trying to see if I can get your permission for Brother Greg or whoever down there can baptize us.
Well, I mean, if you go down there to the assembly and tell them you need baptism, and you tell them prior to you coming there, Brother Greg can take care of you. You don't need my permission to get baptized. You just do the will of Yah. Brother Greg knows what
yes,
to
sir.
Do, so you'll get baptized.
Yes, sir. Well, this will be our first Shabbat. We're really looking forward to it. We're very excited. We feel like we're taking a step ahead in our faith rather than just staying where we at. We feel like we're making progress.
Well, brother, you get ready to meet some of the most wonderful people that there are in this world. I promise you that. Some of the most serious-minded people that there are in this world.
Yes,
you're going to see them there in Houston, Texas. I promise you that.
I'm ready for it. But that's all I wanted to get on here for, just to tell you did a wonderful job. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the conference really, really.
All right, my brother. Bless you, and thank you.
Bless you, too.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Philadelphia again, Sister Mahalia. 843-843, Pastor Dow, University of Utah Radio Broadcast. I can help you, sister.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Al.
Shabbat shalom.
I was just calling in because, first of all, I would say that with the Hebrew conference, I looked at the videos online, and Straightway, you men at Straightway really stood out and really showed the Hebrew community what true men look like and what true and how true men should be. So I thought that was really, really great, really great for the world to see, for the Hebrew community to see. And but one thing I wanted to say is that when you always mention that, you know, don't read the Bible like it's a fairy tale. And I would say now I truly understand what you mean by that, because I was reading Judges 19 about when the Levite, when he cut up his concubine and sent her out to the 12 tribes because of what he went through when he was in the, you know, in land that's supposed to be for Benjamin, Israelite land. And after reading that, I was really like, it really scared me a bit. I'm like, I've heard of this story before. I've read this before. I've read the story with Lot before, but it never really sunk in how scary that situation is and how like I can't even explain it, but I'm like, now I'm actually reading the word and understanding. And I'm like, how scary is that? Men are coming trying to bang down the door after another man, and you have to offer your daughters or your concubine or your wife. How hard of a decision that is. I don't know. It's just that the word really, really hit me now, I would say. Before, it's like I read the Bible, you read that, it's like, wow, that's too bad. But it's like now I'm like, wait a minute, this is no fairy tale. I can't imagine society coming to that, and it's like that's what it's coming to with all this, you know, homosexual stuff. They have more voice than anybody else. I just wanted to express that. I'm like, whoa, this Bible is no fairy tale.
My sister, we are literally standing right smack dab. Matter of fact, we live in smack dab in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
And it's going to get worse. But I went over Judges 19 extensively a few years ago. I need to find that teaching. See if I can post it up. I'm supposed to be doing another post. Oh, I'm supposed to post up the Lunar Sabbath. I'm supposed to post up Lunar Sabbath. Sister Summer, make sure you put that in the notes too. That I need to post up the teaching on Lunar Sabbath on YouTube. All right. Anything else, Mahalia?
Yes, Pastor. I just wanted to ask you just your opinion on it, because it's something that some articles I've read some years ago, and I've read another one recently, and I just wanted to know your opinion. What do you think of it? But what do you think of children who are born with, as they say, like two genitals? They say it's like intersex. They're born with, it seems like, a vagina and a penis. Like, what do you think of that? What do you think could be the cause of that?
Well, no doubt, there's been a lot of stuff that's going on genetically in the family line. But, however, I want you to understand this. I have never known that to take place in the Hebrew community. We've never had to deal with nothing like that. I think that's something mostly dealt with heathens, somebody of the land of, or the lineage of Ham, or the lineage of Japheth. That we get some documentary, you know, something documented that has happened in the lineage of Shem, then we'd have something to talk about. But I personally have never seen it, have never dealt with it. So therefore, I can, you know, I give you an opinion, but we don't live by opinions. We live by facts. So I really don't have nothing to add to or say about that, if you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I was just asking because I'm just like, that's just something I don't know what to think about it. So I just wanted to ask your opinion on it.
Is that something you didn't lose in your family line?
No, no.
There you go. I proved my point again. It has to be stuff that's taking place amongst the Gentiles of this world. And who knows the perversions that they've been involved in that will cause such disorders. If you understand what I mean, because There's not a natural, it's not just simply just not natural.
Right. Right.
I don't think the Israelites have to worry about stuff like it. It's the heathen.
Right, exactly. So that's, you know, living by this word is what my life is about now. But that's all I have for you, Pastor.
All right, my sister. Bless you. Let's go to Minnesota. Brother Gene, call him 612-612. It's Pastor Dow. You on Straight Retune Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Gene?
Well, Pastor, you know that I don't pull punches, right?
Oh, yeah.
You told me that this walk would be very hard, correct?
That is true.
And I watched your Sabbath service at the conference. And the first 3 hours were some of the hardest I've ever had to deal with. Thank you very much for that.
Whoa. Brother, I told you, man, vexation of spirit. But come on with it.
I saw women not covering their head or dressing modestly. I saw men covering their head like a bunch of women. There were so many effeminate spirits running around there. I thought you were at a Christian conference, not a Hebrew Israelite conference. It was horrible. Yeah, it comes down to, I've talked to a couple of the brothers about this, and the reality of it is, if you're a brother in this ministry and you watch any of the Hebrew Israelite conference, you know that Straightway has been blessed by the Most High, given a pastor after his own heart, and that if you aren't willing to keep the word of Yah, please get the hell out. There's a lot of people out there that would love to have you. And, you know, I saw something that just grieved me to my spirit. There were pastors up there telling people all the stuff that they should do, they should do, they should do. And the fact of the matter is that my pastor doesn't tell people how to do it. He does it first and then tells them how to do it.
That's
and
right.
You lead by example. And I just got to say, if I loved you, I love you a hell of a lot more right now.
Well, thank you, my brother. Keep going.
So, just been studying my eyeballs out. I had a question, and this is just I'm just trying to cheat right now. My brain's half melted. Every time that we see covenants made, have you ever done this? Where covenants are made, is there always a sacrifice? Is there ever a time there is not a sacrifice?
I mean, there's the word that a man can give between a man, and then it depends on the severity of the covenant, when there's also sacrifice. I mean, you have to understand, in the ancient culture of the Hebrew Israelites, that when they made a covenant, they meant business. I mean, your word was it. I mean, your word mattered. That's the way I live, and that's why I show our Israelites brothers and sisters today how serious your word is. When you give your word, man, I don't give a damn what this damn wicked ass world is presenting today, with all this damn lewdness and debauchery and homosexuality, the damn feminism and every damn thing. To hell with these faggots and every damn body else. I'm talking about us as Israelites. When you give your word is your bond. You stick to it. You follow the order of the ancients. You seek for the old paths, and you walk in that way, and you make sure your word means something. There's not just a bunch of damn words falling off the edge of your lips, and you living in hypocrisy. You're a true Israelite, man. You live by the word. The word itself said that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth out of the mouth of Yah. Your word means a lot. Your word as a man is your bond. And so if you say it, you should perform it and do it. That's how serious this is. A man's word used to carry weight. Now we're in this old wicked society that diminishes everything that it can about a man, and then we turn around, let things slip, and people's word don't mean shit today. It's just a dang shame how low we have fallen because we've gotten away from our culture.
Yes, sir. Well, Shabbat Shalom from myself and my entire family.
Love you, my brother. Be encouraged.
Love you, too. Shalom.
Shalom. Let's tell the verse. Let's tell the verse. Brother Kabir is going to be getting married to Sister Bree. All right, they're betrothed. They're already married. They're already married. All right? They're going to have a ceremony. Now, mind you, marriage ceremonies are usually reserved for virgins. That's what they're usually reserved for. Kabir's just doing this. All right? And if he wants that, that's up to him. We can do it. Doesn't mean a woman is more honorable or less honorable, more deserving or less deserving. Period. Point blank. Every circumstance, merit its own. But Brother Kabir wanted to have a wedding ceremony because I have my own ideas the reason why he's going to do it. But glory to the King. So we'll be in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You're in that area. You'd like to show up to the wedding, you may want to get in contact with him. Usually to, you know, be invited to a wedding like this, you got to be an Israelite. Because he's just sick and tired of the Gentiles and their dumb, stupid, ignorant ways and doctrine and how blind, fools and blind guys that people are nowadays. Really real sad. Really real sad how ignorant and stupid people are. Y'all got defamation on Elder Rufus? August 3rd, it's just a few weeks from now. Now, I'm telling you right now, that weekend, I'll be in Wisconsin. I'm only going to be here for two Sabbaths in August. Only two Sabbaths. I'll be here the August 10th, and I'll be here August 24th. Other than that, I won't have boots on the ground straightway. That's going to be coming, looks like a norm, but there's so much to do in the ministry. I don't know what the hell that is, all that cracking is. Anyway, before we vex y'all with our technical difficulties, we hope to be the Father's will, and it is. We'll see y'all Shabbat morning, okay? So I bless y'all, the sweet, strong, and mighty, and overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Hope y'all have a wonderful Sabbath. Shabbat Shalom, King is coming.